Welcome to Into Bloom, the podcast about everything going on at Bloom Baptist Church, where we exist to love God, grow together, and serve others. Whether you're a longtime member or interested in visiting for the first time, this is the place to learn everything about Bloom Baptist. Join our host Tyler Zweidorf and producer Jules Schieferstein as they interview leaders and members from Bloom and explore the different ministries of the church and what it means to be a part of Bloom Baptist. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome to the Into Bloom podcast. I am your host, Tyler Zweidorf. Today with me, I have one half of the Adam Squad, the fearless leader of LifeQuest Gold and esteemed guest of this show, Adam Chafin. Adam, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
So as I mentioned before, he is one half of the Adam Show for LifeQuest Gold. You and Adam Christ.
The first and the last Adam.
Esteemed leaders of the first and last Adam, of course. With that, just kind of, we talked a little bit with Mike about what our LifeQuest groups kind of are, but we're just going to kind of like introduce people, to some of our leaders in those groups, and then what those groups are like. So I guess in your own words, what does LifeQuest group mean for you?
I think it's probably, I know Pastor Mike brings this up a lot where he says, the bread and butter of our church and how we introduce and more intimate is in those LifeQuest groups. And I can remember the other Adam, we'll call him Adam too, even though he was here before me. I'll let my ego shine. I do believe that was a joke, by the way. I do believe that when he approached me about it, Pastor Mike had came to Adam Christ and asked him about potentially wanting to lead a LifeQuest group. And just so happened, I had recently just met Adam. We were meeting on Wednesdays, having coffee, talking about the good, the gospel and the Lord. And he had asked me, and at that time I had prayed and it felt like there was a small calling there that was coming my way and I didn't know what it would be. And I felt like that was kind of what it was. I felt like it was a good opportunity. And the whole plan for LifeQuest Gold was of the younger married couples, some with children, some with not. But basically, I when I look at that leadership, value in that for me, it's kind of like a shared experience. The Lord has been very forgiving and such a need that I have in my life. I did not make the best decisions through my late 20s and early 30s. And in my marriage as well. So I get an opportunity now with the younger married couples to kind of share. I use it more of a shared story with biblical principles is how I, lead that group. Adam and his wife, Sarah, also being us being in our 40s, just more experience. I can tell you that I did not do it right all the time. But the Lord has forgiven me for that and allowed us now to use the LifeQuest Gold platform to be able to use shared experiences and give back and maybe save some of the younger groups. They don't have to be the guinea pigs of marriage. We've already done that and we can share our stories and hopefully they are able to absorb that.
Yeah, absolutely. Something that a lot of different, growing up in this church, going through kids and youth group, and something my dad always said too is like, you don't have to be the guinea pigs. Is like, you can learn biblical principles, and you don't have to do it the hard way.
I can't agree. I have my son, one of my children. I have three boys, and my middle child, he's 21. A couple months ago, we were having a conversation. He was home from school, and we were having a conversation. And I was just reminding him, he's 21 now. So there's just, unfortunately, he does like to be the guinea pig more than he needs to sometimes. I guess that's that middle child syndrome. Love him to death. But he had made a comment, and I said, Trustin, which is his name, I said, you don't have to make these decisions. A lot of us have already made those before, and there hasn't been the best outcomes. And I wish you would be 30 years old right now, and you could see that. And he looked at me and he said, but I'm not 30. That was a pretty good response. I didn't really have a comeback to that. I just said, well, let's pray on it at least. And hopefully we can follow the guidance from the Lord for that. But your father, Tyler, Chris, who I love dearly also, is absolutely right. But I think that our our egos and pride kick in, man. And we, I don't know why, you know, we're so non-original in how we do things. We like to think we're so unique, but
nothing new under the sun. Yeah,
it's just nothing new under the sun, man. And so it is hard for us as parents sometimes, you know, to see that, or even as being through, you know, the fire on so many things. We just wish that, the younger, the next generation coming up would listen. But I do believe that God does put it on many hearts, and they do listen, and they take heed to the advice. But unfortunately, there's still going to be those mistakes are going to be made. Yeah.
So as your advice for somebody new coming to Bloom, which is kind of what this first season of this podcast is about, is kind of to introduce people to these new things. If somebody were to ask you, Life Quest group, what am I looking for? What am I looking to get involved? What kind of ways would you invite them maybe to get involved with Gold or with any of the other ones, you know, depending on where they're at? And then what kind of things do you see our group doing, what other groups are doing outside of just these four walls on Sunday mornings to also remain plugged in with the church?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, you know, I think there are, you know, people that will come to church and they'll just look, you know, they may look online and they may see when the church services are. And so they come and they'll come to the church service, which is fantastic. We love that they're coming in the doors, you know, here at our church. But I think that sometimes when we see those Life Quest groups, I think it can kind of have this misunderstanding that you have to have been a part of the church for a long time, that you need to know a lot of people in the church in order to be a part of that Life Quest group. And kind of like I said earlier, when we start talking, you know, Pastor Mike made it very clear, the Life Quest groups is really where that intimacy happens amongst the church family. I think it's important to be in a Life Quest group that maybe fits a little better, might be age, might be, you know, some other things that you enjoy in life, some likenesses. But we have multiple Life Quest groups here, and I think it's real important, especially for the newcomer to the church or new to our church, that they come to those Life Quest groups, because it gives you an opportunity in a smaller setting to get to know a few people so that you can feel more comfortable. And something that Adam and I talked about when you talked about even outside the walls of our church is we are going to take this spring as the weather breaks, and that is something that we are going to incorporate a little bit more this year, is service work. I'm just such a big believer in that. I think that's where, you know, especially for those that maybe aren't believers or haven't been introduced to the gospel, I feel like when they see, it's like that action. It's not just about words, and it's about action. When people see an action from someone else, it really hits them, you know, in the heart, and that opens up the door for us to be able to introduce Christ to them. So I think internally, it's just a great, intimate, smaller setting. We have a lot of fun. Our group is great. You know, Jules and Tyler, both you guys are in our group, and you guys keep me feeling younger. You know, this morning when I was coming in, my knees were creaking and everything else, and I get in and get to have a good old time with you guys, and I get to feel young again. And so I think that it's just important for people to understand Life Quest groups are probably even more for the newcomer than anybody. And so don't feel like the Life Quest groups are something that was created for people that have been with our church or only for church members. It is for anyone. So I recommend, you know, the information is obviously online on our website. But even if you don't do that, just walk in the door at 9:30 any Sunday morning and we'll find the Life Quest group for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We will get you plugged in wherever suits you best. And we're really not all that scary, we promise. Well, thank you for stopping in and talking about our Life Quest groups. We'd love to, as we look ahead to a possible season 2 and maybe a season 3, we'd love to do, you know, something long form. Obviously, you have your own personal testimony and story, but also the work you do now is, I think, something that a lot of people would love to hear about and ways that they can help out in those areas, too. So we'd love to have you back.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. I appreciate that.
So thanks for coming and recording this. This has been the Into Bloom podcast with Tyler and Adam and Jules. Thank you.
Adios.
God bless.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Into Bloom. If you'd like to find out more about Bloom Baptist Church, you can visit our website at bloombaptist.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. You can join for in-person services at 10:45 a.m. or join us via our live stream on Facebook around 11 a.m. every Sunday. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for Into Bloom on wherever you listen to podcasts. And join us next time when new episodes go live every 2 weeks on Thursdays.